Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, more developments yesterday in the case of the missing New Canaan mother, Jennifer Doulos. And we always call on our friend Jim Bergen from Shipman and Goodwin to provide us analysis that we can understand. Morning, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, Counselor.
We're good. So this is another case of another count of evidence tampering, Jim. How does this differ from earlier ones?
Well, as a matter of crime, it's technically the same category of crime, the identical category of crime, right. And it's just different evidence that was allegedly destroyed or tampered with. So you've got the Albany Avenue deposits of trash bags being one count, and now this is the truck that he borrowed from an employee that then spent $250. How many of us have how often gotten our cars detailed? Not enough, but $250 is not something you do when you borrow a truck from a buddy for a day. So, unless you're very generous, I suppose.
Yeah.
But the idea is here that that truck, where the guy saved the seats, where he had been asked to remove the seats.
Right.
So that, I believe, is the count. The affidavit, I haven't had a chance to go all through, but that is different evidence that would have been tampered with. And that, of course, is puts it a much tighter timeline. So the probable cause that we've talked about before, that they've always had, they have that minimal standard to charge him with the homicide. They have chosen not to do so until, I guess, they know their case as well as they know it. But this would make, I think, most any judge very comfortable with finding probable cause of a homicide.
My, my. So in the scheme of things, Grant, at this point, just I want to reiterate what you were just saying. In other words, they don't think, no, they have enough to really take him to trial and get a conviction. And so by his allegedly getting rid of some of this, that the information, that in fact could make it less likely they could convict.
Well, that was kind of convoluted. That's an interesting angle. I suppose the whole idea of tampering with evidence is so that the evidence isn't there to convict.
Yeah.
On the other hand, when you're found or there is evidence to suggest that you are involved in getting rid of that evidence, that is far more damaging than the evidence itself.
Okay.
Because that's culpable conduct. That's evidence of state of mind. And I think that's their best evidence in the case. Again, whether they're going to charge him with homicide, I would think at some point they would, but prosecutors have to feel that they're going to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt.
How does Norm Pattis fight this, if at all?
Well, this, for him, he's right on the same theme. I think his original idea, you know, the gone girl that he just laid out there as just a possibility is still out there. But right now he's just saying, hey, look, if you're going to get him with tampering, let's see the homicide. You never even charged him with a homicide. This is just a bunch of junk,
right.
What he's putting it. And, of course, it's not junk. And he's, quote, looking forward to cross-examining. He's doing all the right things that a lawyer is obliged to do, especially when all this evidence is leaking out. You have to meet it in the public, or he's going to be even more convicted than he tends to be right now in the eyes of the public.
You know, and what was the complaint was like, what, 50, I think I heard Angela say it was 58 pages, something like that? Was that big?
I might have read 25.
All right, 25, that's fine, even so.
Whatever it is, 20, But again, here, this is the first time that they've gotten into something that when you read it, it reads enough like a novel, like, oh, this is what happened.
Ooh.
So you can infer the mechanism and the timeline as to how this all worked.
Yeah, semantics say it was 43 page arrest warrant.
Was it 43? Okay.
Yeah, so according to the story in the
high-low here.
In the Current. do you think, did this, I mean, put on your, look into your crystal ball, did this come about by Doulos' girlfriend?
Part of it. They quote her in the affidavit where and clearly now Norm takes a shot at her, saying, you know, a lying lover and a handyman. The handyman, I suppose, is the guy who owned the truck that was borrowed. But I believe that she did provide helpful evidence. She didn't provide all of the detail you'd think that she would know. For example, they talk about how there were these notes, many of which stated false things, and they're describing them as alibi notes, where they go through a sequence in these notes as to what happened, and somehow I guess they came upon this when they did the initial arrest. But they don't quote her as explaining that, so it may be that her lawyers suggested to her, only say those things you're positive about, and maybe he wrote those notes and she's not positive about that.
This is going to be a heck of a war. You've got
her. Oh, it is. That's really what the news is to me, the idea that they're going to rearrest him at his home. Before I had seen the affidavit yesterday, I was explaining how it's really unnecessary for a guy who's been going to court all the time.
Right.
You can just get him the next time he's in court, or what happens in my cases, almost invariably, I develop a relationship with law enforcement, so can you let my guy just turn himself in? And most people are very happy to do that because they don't want to even put in the OT to go out and arrest somebody. What's the point? He's going to show up. But here, they do this to make some big demonstration of it,
right?
To, you know, flex their muscles, so to speak. But it was interesting he posted it right away, so he obviously has got his resources lined up.
Well, and they came, they arrested him, they picked him up in Farmington, then took him all the way down to Bridgeport. I mean, come on. That's a long way. Where'd they take him?
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true. And they sent out, I believe, the Western District Crime Squad folks who've been working the case, and they bring him back to the court or the jail, excuse me, where they would hold him. So that makes sense. You know, you wouldn't bring him. Farmington really is not driving this investigation. I'm sure they're cooperating as well as they can. But so you wouldn't necessarily put somebody into the Farmington police lockup. And you're technically supposed to bring somebody forthwith to a courtroom. And in this instance, I guess he told them he was going to be able to post bond. So
right. That's
why they brought him there. Yep.
All right. This is not going to end for a while, which means we'll be talking to you a lot, which we like. Jim Bergen, partner, Shipman and Goodwin. You can follow him on Twitter. Thanks, Sir James.
Thank you.
This criminal law, the civil liability.
This is just not going to end for a while. I mean,
we're going to be living with this. Yeah. He'll be on as much as Rudy Marconi.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.